Turning an idea into a small business doesn't happen by accident. You need to be all in. At Constant Contact, we have the digital marketing tools you need to get the word out, close the sale, raise the funds, and gather a community around this thing you've built. So let's do this together. Let's send this, share this, and shout this from the rooftops. Let's segment this, automate this, and AI this for real results fast. Let's get out of this what we put into this. Let's build this. Let's grow this. Let's win this. Get started today at ConstantContact.com.
Well, hello everybody, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast for all the crap that we love to talk about on Ye Old Braves. I'm Rondell. Rondell Carum. I'm with a good man, a man named Benoons. Benoony Von Toony Mandelker. Hello, Benjamin. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks. That is my government name, so thank you for finally addressing me as such. I appreciate it. I'm great. I'm like truly
Benjamin
great today.
Benoony loves his spoonies. Mandelker, Mandelker. Everybody loves him. Mandelker.
How are you doing? What's going on today with you?
I am fantastic. Really enjoyed last night's installment of the Real Housewives of Orange County reunion, which we're about to talk about. And I'm just excited that it's Friday and I'm excited for the weekend. I'm excited for Thanksgiving coming up. I'm just happy. I'm a happy little beaver.
You're a blessed here. Bitch. That's what you are. You
I'm
are
a blessed,
one
bitch.
Blessed bitch.
And I'm wearing my Laura Dern shirt. There's my Laura Dern. I'm wearing the Laura Dern shirt.
Oh, I love it. We love Laura Dern on this show. Well, I'm glad you're having that. I'm having a great day, too. I'm just feeling very blessed as well. I'm feeling super positive. And we're going to have a very LA day today because we're like doing our podcast, first of all. I mean, I guess that's not an LA specific thing.
No, it's pretty LA already.
We have mics. So we're like doing that. We're doing something fun and creative. So that's fun. And then we're going to lunch with our agent in Beverly Hills.
It's very LA. That could not. You really. LA. You just really escalated the LA-ness of it before of the statement. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's so LA today. And you know, that's not me. I'm not like, hey, meet you for lunch in Bev Hills. That's just not me. I don't get the opportunity to do that. So it's like super LA. It's like a field trip. You know, I'm so excited, and I could be like, oh my God, what's the biz like? Like, what's going on at the biz?
And so it's a tie-in for next week's premiere of Beverly Hills. So like we're just getting it is the season. Gotta visit the mothership, the mother neighborhood.
And then today I'm doing the show from my couch desk. And that means that I'm in kind of a different background. And the door behind me is reflective. And so there's two giant palm trees above my head and the door reflection on the show today. So I'm having like super Hollywood day. Like, hey guys, eating fingernails for lunch. Thank you. Call my agent if you have anything to say about it. Sorry, she'll be busy buying me lunch in Beverly Hills. Oh my God.
You know
this
what?
Girl just had a really Hollywood day too, because it jumped from a roof to a tree to another tree over there. It's having a very like action packed. You go, squirrel. It was badass.
You know what's so funny about you recording with palm trees in the background and how that's so LA? You know what? All this time you've been seeing me record from an office, but the truth is, I've actually been recording from like atop a seaside community in Southern California. So it's been very LA for me too, turns out.
Yep. You've got a whole city below you there. It's like Heather's view there.
I am floating. I am floating above Orange County. So you're so right. This is such a SoCal day.
Not about to hate it, bitch.
Okay, so let's get into it. Oh, by the way, gifting season's coming up because it's the holy days, okay? Which we now call the holidays because we want to take the Lord at everything. Okay, have it your way. But guys, it's the holidays. If you want to give crappens to people, do it. You can get crappens memberships on Patreon now for other people. Can you believe that shit? You can give them a year. You can give them 9 years. Give them 10 years. We'll still be here. We'll still be here, damn it, talking about something. Do it.
Give them
something. Give as many years as you want. Lock in your prize. Also, if you want videos of crappens, we do them every day here on Patreon. We're going to add some fun stuff to that soon. And Patreon porn has been simplified. We're totally doing porn. I'm going to be playing with my muffin top here every day and showing you how I hide M&Ms inside of my belly button.
That was a Family Feud category that I saw this week, which is things that you could hide under your man boobs. They literally had that as a category. Uh-huh. And
was one of them?
Snacks, pencil, I think wallet. I don't remember. It had like 7 or 8 different answers. It was one of those big ones.
That's some funny shit. All right, everybody. Just do that if you want. Patreon. It's easier now. It's easy, simplified, one monthly fee. And that's where our bonuses are. Okay, so now let's get to Real Housewives of Orange County Reunion Part 2. What an episode. It was okay. It was a little calmer than last week, which was good because I was foaming at the mouth last week. I feel much better. I've had a week off to reflect and accept that there's just evil in the world. And what are you going to do about it? You know what I mean? What are you going to fucking do about it? So I'm just kind of accepting of it. And the evil tried to calm down today.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Today was a more chill episode. But I found it to be extremely funny. It was like nice not getting all like whipped up into a frenzy over, you know, and having to say things like, I can't believe she would bring up this thing about custody, yada, yada, yada. Everyone was talking about it all week. Oh my God, Emily in custody. But then this week we got into sort of like lighter fare and I was just able to laugh at everything. And I don't know. I cannot explain to you the depths to which Heather Dubrow makes me laugh. I know people just hate her. But she's so mean that everything she does, I am like guffawing on the sofa. Every single time she puts her hand, like she's throwing an invisible dart, you know, I just laugh all of her things. And they're going to come up throughout the entire episode. And I'm just going to, like every eye roll, she's just so cold. It cracks me up. Explain it.
I believe that she is Satan's tool.
Yeah.
I believe she's a demon. A monster, a soul sucker,
but a historical friend,
and just an all around awful soul sucking monster of a person. So you know, I'm coming into this with a positive attitude today, but I do like her on the show, and I don't think she should be fired. You know, I do rail against her and call her a hypocrite because she is. But you know what? Part of the fun of these shows is to have something to root against. And I think she's great to root against because she really is delusional and she thinks she's a good person. And it's so funny watching her eyes literally turn black. I mean, they do it every time.
Right?
They literally, after all these years, we used to joke that she looks just like Coraline's mom when she turns evil. And just after all of these years, that is still so true, that her eyes literally turn black and she just gets so villainous and monstrous. And I'm just enjoying it. I feel like she's really leaning into it more now. And I say, you be you, you know, and if you're horrible, just be fucking horrible. Don't go to therapy and learn ways to talk to everybody so we can think you're less horrible, even though on the inside you're horrible. Just be who you are so we all fucking know to avoid you if we can't handle horrible people. Some of us can handle horrible people. Look at me. I have friends.
Oh, Ronnie. So we start off now with we're still in this like discussion about Ryan and his scandal. And Shannon's like, Emily, if Jan is saying that the only part that Ryan had is that his name was on the account, then what's the big deal? Which, by the way, I still maintain that if that is all that you are part of with this scandal, that's still a big fucking deal. Your name is on an account that all of a sudden received $16 million as part of a scam. I'm sorry. That's not just a like, oh, that's just as big. Nothing. It was like leaving a sock in a car. No, that's a big deal.
You know, I mean, I agree. And it's like, why is this so frustrating for me when something like Erica Girardi, I'm like, nail them to the cross, all of them, you know? I think it's because this one didn't really harm anybody like poor or old. You know what I mean? Like Jen Shaw's stuff was, she had like real horrible victim, like really good victims, I mean. Sorry, all those senior citizens, fuck them, take their money. Those morons should have answered the phone in their first place. Scam likely is not a person, you dumb old troll. No, I don't mean that. I just mean she had really sweet victims, like old people and stuff, and innocent people. And then Erica Girardi and Tom Girardi specifically's victims were sad people. They were victims and horrible, you know, accidents and stuff. He was stealing their money. But this guy stole from like a sports guy and I mean, he didn't steal. Allegedly, he was moving money around for some gambling and stuff like that, which is, you know, I guess it's illegal, but it's also adults doing adult things and they're consenting adults. So go for it. Like, I don't think he hurt anybody. And also, it's not Emily's fucking business. I'm just sick of Emily. I'm just sick of her.
I think the concern is more like, hey, Jen, be careful because you could get sucked into something bad, or this might be further indication that Ryan lies and maybe cheating on you. You know, like the truthiness of the things he says is sometimes in question, and the fact that he is now, you know, implicated in the scandal is not great.
But I will say that is like this iteration of these, because they've pivoted the evil side of the couch. Emily, Tamara, and Heather have pivoted today, and now they're making it like, Jen, we're doing this because we care. No, you don't. And you spent the whole season calling her stupid, and Emily specifically calling her stupid and reading her for filth and calling every single outfit she wore out. So you're an asshole. You do not have her best interest in mind, and the audience hates your ass now. And so now you're pivoting and trying to make it sound like you love her, but I'm not buying it, lady. Okay, I've seen you, and your JoJo Siwa hair is gonna pull your damn scalp off, and you're not tricking anybody. So just put your hair down, because you're making me uncomfortable at this point. Like, you look like you have a plastic bag over your face and someone's trying to kidnap you and like choke you out. Why are you doing that to yourself? Stop it. Untie your tail. You're gonna have brain damage. I'm telling you right now.
It's going in a strange direction. So Emily is
she's pulled so tight.
Are you talking about Emily?
Her hair is pulled so tight. Yeah, she's like, it looks like someone put a dry cleaning bag over her face and they're like trying to drag her backwards. Just stop it. You know, stop tight. I don't know what trick you're trying to pull with pulling your hair back so tight, but it's
how
not
could
working.
You say that? I worked so hard. Now you're saying I'm like, I'm wearing a bag.
This comes from my mother. This is my childhood drama.
So Emily is like, she's like, that's the opposite of everything I've read, though. Look, at the end of the day, I just
for nothing, and for the life of Gina.
You're nothing for nothing for the life of Gina. So she's like, I just would have
Gina's
more.
Gina's never gonna escape this podcast.
We have Jen who literally cannot afford like Tic Tacs, and we're still giving it all to Gina. So Emily is like, look, I just would have more respect for you and Ryan if you just said, you know what? He's made some bad choices, but he's going to be on the straight and narrow. Well, what if we said that about you marrying Shane? You know, I don't think you'd appreciate that, even though it's what we all think. So Jen is like,
but
well,
also,
I don't
as
know
a lawyer, Emily should know that it's not wise for someone to come out and say, oh, my boyfriend who might be in trouble with the FBI and got immunity for all this stuff. Yeah, my boyfriend makes terrible criminal choices. And he's a criminal, Emily. You're right. To satisfy you, Emily, she's going to get her boyfriend thrown in prison. Fuck off. You know that that's terrible, terrible advice, and she can't do that.
Yeah. So it's like, Emily, you know that Ryan has made some bad choices and he's going to be on the straight and narrow going forward. So why do you need Jen to be the one to say it? Because you know that Jen feels this way too, and she doesn't want to out her boyfriend on TV. So Jen's like, I don't owe you that because he hasn't. And Emily's like, but you always do this. Fine. He has made bad choices, but he loves the paint on the denim. I can't help it. That's his choice.
And she's like, well, you always do this tell me why not thing where you're going to stand by your man, but you've got to be accountable. Accountable for what? She didn't do anything. If you want him to be accountable, question him like you did. And he stayed calm and answered all your questions, probably with lies. But you've already had your moment with him. Leave her alone.
You know what, Katie? You said that your husband Matt at her engagement party sat in the corner because he was worried because he didn't want to be around those gay guys or the gays, probably. Katie's like, well, he was worried. He was worried. Mainly because everyone was talking above a whisper, and that's like not normal for him coming from the world of golf.
Pretty much. She kind of did say that because
she actually does.
She was like, oh, yeah, he couldn't be around that. He's in the golf world.
Yeah. Matt works in golf.
Yeah, he works in golf.
He can't be around a bookie. No, he works in golf. He works in golf. Maybe she was alluding to the fact that like a sports bookie and someone who works as a sports commentator, it might be a bad look, but I just love the idea of, I'm just going to say that from now on.
Okay, that makes sense.
Excuse me, sir. Can I interest you in this deal? No, I'm sorry. I work in golf.
I work in golf. I'm so sorry. Oh my God, is that nudity on television? I'm so sorry, but
I work in golf.
Oh, did my camera just do something? Okay.
No, it doesn't, because it doesn't work in golf.
By the way, I'm sorry. We're going to have a 10-hour recap because I'm really, my ADD's out of control today. But look what Ben and I discovered. I have this new camera, and I was playing with my waddle before the show because I have a new mic set up here. And so I'm hiding my waddle. Look, I have a waddle because I lost weight, and I'm older. So I'm getting a waddle. It's fine. I'm going to take care of it. But I was playing with it, and so I was trying to make... trying to make my waddle go behind the mic, right? It's like hiding behind a plant when you're pregnant. And so I was like, well, maybe I could just like squeeze my waddle. And then I was grabbing it and look, the camera's moving, but it's not doing it like it was before.
No, you're doing a different thing. You're doing it incorrectly. You have to hold it from your hand down. No, your arm has to come from below, not from the side. You're not doing it the same way. You're
like this. You have to do it like this. I can't recreate it.
No, you just Well, whatever you're doing. See, this is so
guys, I made it awkward.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to everyone listening. We work in golf. You have to understand. By the way, if you thought you were hiding
Oh, look, it just did it.
If you thought that you were hiding from your camera when you coughed, you are incorrect because that camera followed you. That camera's like, oh, you want to put me on blast? I'm putting you on blast, cougher.
The camera's
This is really funny. This is why people should watch this on video, because the amount of things that happen on Ronnie's screen at any given episode, whether it's Bueller or now this camera.
That shit is funny. That's tricky, man. The future is now. This camera's following me everywhere. Anyway, I was playing with my waddle, and then it was giving me different camera angles every time I played.
No, what happened was Ronnie was like, just he was like, he made this like fist motion. He was sort of like sitting here with his fist like on his cheek, and that is like some visual cue to the camera to pan out or to zoom out. So the camera just zooms out, and then it zoomed right back in again, like you were watching some sort of like Robert Altman movie. It was hilarious. You had to be there. So. And unfortunately, it was only us who was there.
We were off.
Cameras, aren't they great?
Cameras, the future. My God. So then Katie's like, yeah, I wish I could have spent 3 hours hiding as well. And so then Jen is kind of talking over, and she's like, oh yeah, I just felt so bad about that. I just felt so bad. I mean, he was hiding that whole time. I didn't know that. I really didn't know that. I just feel so bad.
And so Andy's like, Katie, as you've gotten closer to Jen and Ryan, do you believe he was involved in any wrongdoing? She goes, you know, I don't actually. He explained it at length, and turns out I got bored faster than when Matt talks about someone hitting an eagle on the golf course. So I just tuned out, and I figured if he was doing anything wrong, I probably would have kept my attention at some point. But no, I think he's okay.
Heather's like, listen here, Jen. It's me, human being Heather Dubrow. I just wanted to tell you, I think that all of us here, all of us, every single person here, we just want the best for you. And we don't want you to be with a criminal monster, which you probably are. And we are very worried. And Katie's like, I don't feel like that. Okay, well, I'm not speaking for all of us. Okay, maybe it's not all of us. God, fuck this lady. Anyway, human being, back to human being here. We care. Look at me. Would you like to sit on my lap? Please don't really do it. Do not do it. You do not have permission.
Jen, all I am trying to say as television's Heather Dubrow is that it killed me to see you with this guy, knowing that he is probably a criminal, and the money he spent on that dress you couldn't afford could have been spent on a Susan Bender slack suit. Just saying.
I even would have written size 12 down on it just to make Emily cry. Jen's like, you know what, Heather? Thank you so much. Thank you so much for saying that, Heather. But guys, I can promise all of you, every single one of you here, nothing's coming Ryan's way. Nothing. Ryan is completely innocent of all charges and not slimy at all. And the hair on his head is completely real. And any paint splatters you see on his jacket are natural. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you for listening.
Still speaking. My turn. I was just saying that we care about you, even though I'm not sure I've ever met you before. Are you new here? Have Jen and Heather really ever actually interact? I feel like Heather does not even know who Jen is. Like, there's sometimes, like you have to imagine that during that scene in London, when Jen came in and screamed at Tamara, Heather was like, wow, I can't believe they haven't fired that PA yet. Like, I feel like she does not truly acknowledge Jen as a castmate.
I think she probably walks in. She's like, hello, Tamara. Why haven't you called me back? My name's not Tamara. You're hilarious. So anyway... because they look so much alike.
I know.
They're so similar types. It's just like white blonde ladies, you know?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Have you ever wondered who created that bottle of sriracha that's living in your fridge? Or why nearly every house in America has at least one game of Monopoly? Introducing the best idea yet, a brand new podcast about the surprising origin stories of the products you're obsessed with. Listen to the best idea yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Lindsey Graham, host of Wondery's show American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history, presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, entrepreneur Lou Pearlman becomes the mastermind behind two of the biggest pop groups in the world, the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC. He also oversees a sprawling business empire that includes a charter jet company, restaurants, and real estate. But Pearlman's successful facade crumbles after he's sued by the boy bands for siphoning millions from them. And soon, investigators discover that Pearlman is keeping his empire afloat through an even more devious scheme. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest seasons only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
So then Andy's like, Tamara, Ryan recently served you with a cease and desist letter. What's that about? Because you said something on Watch What Happens Live. Because she went on Watch What Happens Live, said, good luck in jail, bitch. Whatever she said. But I don't have a quote in front of me, and they did not play it here, which kind of sucks.
They did not.
It did cause a lawsuit.
But she had a very credible story. Very credible story.
Very Tamara. It was not even close to being the truth.
Here's her very credible story.
Oh, yeah, well, that cease and desist, it's actually a very funny story. So I was, like, doing some press earlier that day, batch. I was doing, like, so much press, and they just kept on bringing up the fact that, like, Ryan was saying that Eddie was unemployed and he was in a dude, all these things. And I was like, well, guess what, batch? Our CBD business makes more money in a year than he's taken from a Dodgers player, batch.
I'm like... lies.
But anyway, I was trying to say that on Watch Happens Live and I totally butchered it because what I meant to say is our business is doing really well and what I said instead was Ryan's a cheater and he's a criminal and don't you be scared and I just came out all wrong, you know?
I didn't even remember saying it. I didn't know. But then Eddie said that I did and I said, did I? What? But Eddie said that I did. I said, oh my God, what?
She's so full of it. And I like that they showed the cease and desist being served on her doormat, which is really funny because shouldn't you have to serve the person? That's something that's come up in Housewives. Well, this show with Katie. They're like, you can't serve a cease and desist. Wait, why did no one bring that up actually? Because Emily last week was screaming at Katie saying, if you were served, then you had to be there to accept it. Your husband wouldn't have been able to accept it for you. And I'm a lawyer and I know everything. But now this week, we see that Tamara was served a cease and desist. I know the actual word. But she was served a cease and desist and they just left it on her fucking doormat. So doesn't that just disqualify Emily's argument from last week? Does anyone care anymore besides me? Probably not.
I'm sorry. I work in golf. I don't understand these things.
But anyway, we see it served and it's on one of those fucking checkerboard doormats because she's one of those. She's like,
oh my God, look, I have the teapot, the McKenzie's Child teacup teapot, and I have the McKenzie's Child doormat. I even have a child microwave, but that one doesn't talk to me anymore. I'm very stressed about it. My McKenzie's Child microwave tried to erase me, bitch.
I already feel bad for all the people who are going to receive McKenzie Child's gifts this holiday season. Like, I just feel bad for them. I feel bad.
Especially listening to this show, because they're probably like, I finally got my McKenzie's Child I've been wanting forever. And we're like, fucking McKenzie's Child is lame and stupid.
We haven't talked about it in 4 years. So, like, new listeners probably think we're totally on board. But little do they realize. Fucking hate Mackenzie Childs. And then what happened? This is what always happens is people then message, be like, actually, though, look at my Mackenzie Childs. It's pretty cute. You have to admit. And I'm always like, yeah, no, that is cute. But secretly, I'm like, nope.
Nope.
Nope. They're all, it's all, none of them are good.
Yeah, so, one of my mom's friends who was just really close. She's a really close family friend. I just love this lady, Cindy. Hi, Cindy. Love her. And she is so into Mackenzie's Child. And I don't have the heart to tell her how stupid it is. And so every birthday, I just buy her a Mackenzie's Child thing because that's like her thing. That's what she loves. And so now it's just become this thing where every year I'm hunting down Mackenzie's Child. And I'm like, this is my karma for making fun of this shit for so long. Now every year I have to go out and I have to immerse myself in that world, you know.
Why don't you,
what does she have? What does she already have? What does she not have? What could she use?
Too much.
What's her personality this year? Mackenzie, Mackenzie, Mackenzie.
No, I rebuke all of it. So anyway, Tamara's like,
yes, I retract my statement. and another thing is I apologize, you know, because I did repeat something that I heard on the streets, which is that his house was raided by the FBI, and I 100% misspoke. So once again, I'm just going to say to America that Ryan's house was not raided by the FBI. It did not. He was absolutely not raided by the FBI whatsoever.
Oh, and Jen's like, yeah, you know what, Tamara? When you say these things, they affect people. They affect people, Tamara. So thank you for saying something about that. She goes,
I respect that. And I apologize. I'm so, so sorry. I can't believe I said that Ryan was raided by the FBI because he stole money from a baseball player.
All right. Well, Tamara, Abby from Eating Good in the Neighborhood said that you and Jen seem to be in a good place heading into Katie's dinner party. What made you turn on her so quickly? Ronnie, what is, is there a butterfly in your house? Why do you keep staring at the ceiling?
I'm going to have to quit my job. I quit the job.
What happened?
I'm just like,
hello.
I quit. I'm
it's going. Just Heather at your door. Hello. This is television's Heather Dubrow. I've heard you recently called me soulless, and I'd like to remind you that you might want to meet someone who's truly soulless, like Wendy Malick. Just imagine that's Heather Dubrow knocking on your door. It's like a vampire movie. Don't let them
They're
in.
Actually doing the roof today, but I didn't know it was going to involve that. What are they doing? Stop.
No, they're not going to be putting on the shingles like a set of stamps on an envelope. There's going to be some banging. Like literally the thing.
Come on.
Roofers are known for taking a little hammer. Like if you imagine a roofer, you imagine a person on a roof with a hammer going boop, 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 boop.
But they've literally been doing it since 7 this morning. Why is it right when we start recording that the hammering literally right above my head starts?
No, honestly, really is. It's really funny if like when you're podcasting, if we hear that knocking in the background, if we honestly just imagine as Heather Dubrow trying to like get into your house to clarify something. Excuse me. I'd like to clarify. What you said was my turn. I'm talking.
Okay, well, I'm gonna have Christina mix the audio today from my local mic and then mix it in so I can at least mute out when I'm not talking.
Excuse me. So anyway, so why it seemed like,
audience, I'm sorry, this is almost over, I promise you.
No, it's okay. I feel like you're the one who's most pressed by it. I think we're all on board. We're all okay with it, Ronnie.
Well, I'm mortified. I'm usually kind of a professional. Like maybe I should be hiding in the closet. I just didn't know it was going to literally be above my head right now. I guess I shouldn't put two and two together, but it's above me. It's below me. It's around me. It's outside the window. It's always somewhere. Please just finish soon. I love you. I love you. I don't want you to leave, Jose. I love you. I love what you bring to the world. You bring so much to me, so much to the world. But go. That's the time to fly. Fly, Jose. Fly away. You stopped. I think it worked.
I don't know why you would ever send Alfredo away when he can be a perfectly good valet as well.
Hey, wait. His truck's leaving. Who the fuck told you to leave?
So the question from this girl, Abby, is like, hey, you know, it seemed like you and Jen, Tamara, you and Jen seem to be good. So like, what made you turn on her so quickly? She goes,
well, I didn't really turn on her. My frustration was with Ryan because it wasn't just the podcast, bitch. It was what he was doing in social media. He was saying that Eddie was gay. He was saying that I'm his beard.
And then we see that Ryan did say these things. He wrote something like, oh, Tamara has no storyline. And what about her marriage? Wait, is that what we're calling it? Hashtag beard.
Yeah, but you were also coming for him all season. You know, I mean, it's not great to call anybody gay, but, you know, I mean, it's Tamara. It's like, you're so satanic. Just sit up here like you're such a victim is hilarious. Like, he was her nanny. I can't believe it. Got me a beard of Eddie. Oh, for Christ's sake. Okay, well, I guess that's, you know, worse than you, like, going after him all year for, you know.
Listen, we still we still remember Tamara going after Gretchen and accusing Gretchen of cheating on her dying husband. So, you know, I mean, Tamara sort of started the ball rolling with the doubting the quality of people's relationships.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will hold a grudge from 14 years ago.
I love the pettiness of that. Just the historical pettiness of it.
It's so she's good. A historical friend.
So Andy's like, yeah. And Jen's like, well, he did say that. He made a comment. Because your marriage is a sham and that you don't have real love? And she's like, oh, yeah, we don't have real love. That's what he said. That's what he said, everybody. We don't have real love. Can you believe that, me and Andy? And Jen's like, well, you just have to understand that, Tamara, at some point, people have the right to stand up to you and your mouth. She goes, yeah, but stand up to me. Don't go after my husband. You're going after hers. That's exactly what this is all about. Is you're going after hers. So you fucking hypocrite. You're literally in a fight about going after her husband and now crying because he went after yours.
Let's not forget also that Eddie also got the ball rolling last season when he walked up to someone and was like, yeah, someone came up to me and said, watch out for that dude, Ryan. So Jen's like, well, then keep Eddie out of it. He was saying things too, saying he's a cheater. Were you faithful to Simon? Were you faithful to your first husband? So does Eddie feel that way about you? Tamara's like, no, bitch, he doesn't feel that way about me. And that's not the point. Oh, so you can be changed, but Ryan can't.
That is such a good burn from Jen because no one has said it. And Tamara's been coming for people for years and people have had enough respect for Tamara to leave that out of it because Simon seems so gross on the show that, you know, back then, I mean, we were like, Tamara, run! You know what I mean? And I'm glad she did. But the fact is, well, I shouldn't say the fact because I don't know facts, but it looks like Tamara was cheating with Eddie, who worked for Simon before she left Simon. So for her to be so judgmental about an affair and leaving your family and breaking up a family or whatever, I mean, you know, pot girl, you need to check the other line because the kettle's been calling you. Okay. Answer it.
Yeah. So Tamara's like, Eddie doesn't even get involved in the show stuff, which is not true. okay, everyone. Okay, Katie, what was your reaction to Tamara that night at your dinner? Well, she was emotional. I think it was the first time that Ryan and Eddie were seeing each other since all that happened with the podcast, and I know people were very confused why Matt was walking around with a colander on his head pretending like he was just a piece of kitchen stuff, but he was just trying to hide from some dangerous people. He works in golf. He's very scared of strangers.
I know that I've already been a hypocrite about coming after people's spouses when I don't like them coming after my spouses and coming after people's children when we're about to go after somebody's child for about half an hour and go pretty hard on her and call her stupid slut and stuff. We're gonna do that. But I'd like to take this moment to be a hypocrite about this part, okay? I was so plastered. Yes, it's the season I'm calling Shannon an alcoholic, a dirty, dirty alcoholic. But I was just so plastered, I don't remember nothing. I don't remember nothing. I just woke up.
Like, she makes it sound like being plastered happened to her. And that she,
yeah.
Like, she's the victim of being plastered. Girl, you've been throwing Shannon under the bus this whole season, and now everything you did, you're going to chalk up to you being plastered.
Yeah. Oh, well, so then where did Eddie sleep that night? She goes, where'd he sleep in my bed, bitch? Did he? That's not what I heard. Andy's like, well, what did you hear? I heard he slept in the casita and he wouldn't even sleep with you all night. And Jen was like, well, I don't even understand how that works. My daughter lives in the casita. And Jen's like, well, he didn't sleep with you. He slept somewhere else. And then Gina's like, yeah, because you know, I came over to your house the next thing and I think he sent that. And then it's just like right there on camera, Tamara basically saying like, yeah, Eddie slept in here last night.
Well, and it's also Gina just being so messy, but Gina's really smartened up and she's just come to this reunion like, I'm just happy Gina. Nothing I didn't meant anything. I'm just happy Gina. And so she's just so sweet and forgivable. You know what I mean? Even I'm like, yeah. Gina's adorable.
Yeah. So then Tamara's like, oh, okay, well, I don't know, maybe he slept on the couch. Okay, Jen, you and Tamara worked so hard on your friendship. Why didn't you let her show you proof that it was Shannon who allegedly initiated the background check on Ryan?
Andy, oh, I just didn't care.
I just didn't care. And she's like, you know, fuck Tamara. Like, Tamara keeps saying she loves me. She's sorry. She wants to move forward. And the difference with Shannon, Andy, is Shannon says, I'm sorry. Top of the morning to you, which whatever that means, am I right? But she says top of the morning to you, and that's nice. And, you know, she says she won't do it again and she'll work on herself. And then she literally shows up with a new wig and a new face. And that's how I know she's telling the truth. Shannon, thank you so much. I love the rectangle on your head today. I don't know how you're doing that. Thank you. I don't know if there's a shoebox under your wig today, but I just love it. I love rectangle hair.
Thank you. I'm hoping it complements my breast shelf, which has fallen out of whack again. Thanks very much, Pamela.
So then Emily is like, well, yeah, well, Shannon owned it because I yelled at her outside the restaurant in London. So we see unseen footage of Emily being like, you're saying that I'm defending myself, but in the process, you're fucking everyone else over, Shannon.
She goes, I see your point. I absolutely do. But Emily, I don't think you realize I'm trying to actually storm out right now and not have a discussion with you. So tap of the morning to you. Bye.
And she's like, well, don't take credit for me taking responsibility for something. She's like, well, yeah, I am, because you never want to take a responsibility. Why are you yelling? Why are you always yelling at everybody? It doesn't even have anything to do with you, Emily. Jesus.
No, I would have apologized. I would have apologized on my own. I'm telling you, I would have apologized on my own. I would have seen Jen and I would have said, Jen, how do you do? And I think she would have understood that as an apology, and we would have moved forward from that point.
And so then Shannon's like, I would have done it on my own. And she goes, oh, okay, sure. And then Tamara's just like, oh, my God, I can't believe everybody's fighting like this. This is crazy. Everyone's amateur, right? And Andy's like, yeah, it was really, really difficult to watch. When I say difficult to watch, it was amazing. God, I love when women torture each other. So good. I just wonder, what was it like watching for you, Tamara? Tamara's like, it was horrible. It was just so horrible. And then we see flashback to London. You're the one that investigates everybody.
It's so horrible. It's so horrible to see myself in that state.
Cut to Tamara, like, burnt to a crisp after her procedure. I'm like, it can get worse.
Like, with some precognizance, get your face the fuck away from me. And she's like, what are you gonna do? Hit me? Hit me again? And now we're back. And Emily's like, well, it was horrible for us too. Everything was horrible. What about us? What about Emily? Emily, you don't do anything. Just be quiet.
Andy, I got on a plane and I left. He's like, yeah, I know, because otherwise you'd still be in London. Well, I know, but like I'm saying, I left at that moment because in a huff, I got on that plane and I said, excuse me, I would like some champagne, please. They could really tell I was agitated.
So Andy's like, okay, well, Tamara, it seemed like in the finale that you were gloating. Was that what you were doing? Did it seem like that? She literally whipped out an FBI hat and put it on her head and said, nanny, nanny, boo, boo, bitch. I'm right.
Like, when does it stop with you, Tamara? Everyone feels like they'd rather be on your side than be against you. Oh, okay, yeah. So you guys are like, not my friends, by the way. Is that what you're trying to say?
Excuse me. After the reunion last year, we had a talk, and I go, listen, Tamara, we are friends, okay? I am an actress who's been on television, and you are a fan, and this relationship works well for us. Let me sign an autograph for you. And that's what we did. So it works. We are actual friends.
Wait a minute. I asked you at that lunch. I said, is that really your girlfriend, Heather? Is that your friend? Is that someone who's really your girlfriend? And I told you exactly what I am now. I am an award-winning actor.
No, you said she's a historical friend. I did not.
What?
No, you called it historical.
Pass me in traffic if you're going to be like that. Pass me in traffic.
By the way, she is an historical friend, which speaks to how old she is. She's so old, she's been around since they had treaties about different countries in the 19th century. But that has nothing to do with anything. It just speaks to her age.
She's been around so long, people used to actually use an historical friend when they said that.
That just never sounds right to me. The A-N in front of
historical. No, I believe it's an A. A historical. She is so old.
I think it's supposed to be an historical. I've heard that before. I don't care if it's proper or not. It just bugs me. It doesn't sound right.
But by the way, she is a historical friend.
Well, and I understand that. But you pause because all I'm saying to you is, and don't try,
my turn. Don't try to talk shit. Don't try to shit talk that, Jen.
And she does it like she gets her face in that disgusted black eye. She's like, don't talk shit like that.
And Jen's like, I'm not. You, but you said that. No, 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 no. That was Bryn doing Uba.
Right.
I'm an actress. Thank you very much.
Of Heather doing that over Bryn doing that.
No, 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 no.
Does a historical friend mean she's obligated to be friends?
Well, no, she paused. And I said, is that really what you would say, that this is one of your girlfriends? And you said, Tamara's a historical friend. By the way, I do not talk like that. I'm like, you literally just said Tamara's an historical friend. We just had a discussion about your use of Anne versus A.
You absolutely talk like that. And what's even better is that Jen does a perfect imitation of her. She says, I asked you if you were friends, and you said,
she's a historical friend. She even did pass me in traffic wave. I was like, wow, she's telling the truth, because that was
yes.
Fun.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
I do not talk like that, okay? And Jen's like, Heather, I'm not making it up. I mean, you know I would never be able to come up with the phrase historical friend on my own. That's fair. That's fair.
What is she, friends with Benjamin Franklin? Moses? Who?
What I was just trying to say is that she is the dome in the Teapot Dome scandal. That's it.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to say at what point, because I'm trying to understand here this common thread that nobody's thinking of. And Tamara's like, don't speak for other people. Don't speak for other people. Emily doesn't want you to speak for other people. Gina doesn't like it when you speak for other people. Okay?
Do you ever feel like you ever say too much? Do you ever feel like you go too low? Do you ever feel like sometimes there's no one in life who cares for you? Well, guess what? You should get Otezla. What are you talking about? I don't know. I just started to move into a medical commercial.
Do you ever feel like somebody's watching you?
Yes. Me too. We're on a TV show, bitch. Oh.
Do you feel so, Tamara. Like somebody's watching you. Tamara's like, oh, look, I'm not the only one here. I'm not the only one who has that this year. Am I right? We're on a housewife show. Am I right? It's work. It's work.
It's like Tamara's typical thing. Like, it's not just me. Tamara, you are the worst. Everybody knows it. I mean, people who don't even watch this shit, they'd say, who's the meanest of all of the housewives? And they'd probably show a possum on top of the trash can. Girl, we all know it's you.
But what's so funny, the reason why Tamara cracks me up is that, like, she just has her playbook is always the same, and she just always goes to it, and it always works. It's hilarious, because Gina's like, you know, you're definitely fierce, and I don't mean in, like, the fashion way. Like, when we piss you off, you throw venom. And Tamara's like, yeah, I'm not going to deny that. Yeah, dude. She like does that pivot, like, no, I agree with you. You can't, yeah, you're not gonna,
you're right. And then he's like, but why are you being defensive when they point that out? She goes, no, but okay, but I'm being defensive, but it's because she's speaking for everybody, not because she's saying a vow.
Sorry, that was a cherry 7-Up. So Jen's, please say it and give myself hiccups. This day is already a disaster. So Jen's like, no, I'm just saying, you know, have awareness of women around you who've been in your life a long time. You go to a different level than any of us go. And at some point, Tamara, it just starts to hurt. She's,
okay, I'm sorry. You're right.
Well,
she is starting therapy tomorrow. She's like, no, on Monday.
Was Jesus busy this season? I can't with Tamara. Okay. Was it the Christianity thing didn't work? Why is nobody asking about that? What happened to your Christian season, Tamara? I mean, we all knew you'd go back to Satan eventually, but you had your Jesus season, then you come back riding a fucking Harley and never mention Jesus again, and now you're in therapy. Girl, go talk to your priest in the pool. Go talk to your pool priest.
Well, you know, Tamara, why did you wait so long to start therapy?
Yeah, that's a valid question. Lawyer approved.
So she goes, well, when everyone says that you're dead, it's time to lie down. Ah!
Okay, Tamara. So Heather's like, so you are lying down?
She goes, I'm lying down, everyone. It's okay. You don't want the big bad wolf in your cast anymore. I'm just going to go off to therapy and be ruined for life.
Don't even look at me anymore. I'm a monster. I'm everywhere. Don't let me down, my life.
All by myself. Don't want to be all by myself anymore.
You know what? I am proud of you. Everyone is allowed to evolve. Well, you're allowed to. You don't do it. My God.
But you're not going to get a raise, Alfredo. So congratulations on learning a new skill. You're getting the same rate.
Evolving shouldn't cost me money, okay?
Someone should tell Wendy Malick about the concept of evolving. Am I right, everyone? High five. So Andy first is like...
evolving. Rag. Windex. Window. Psh, psh, wipe. Psh, psh, wipe. Look at you. You're standing upright almost.
I mean, look. Look at the power of evolving. Gina used to live in a shoe, and now she lives in a box. Congratulations.
Hopefully next we can move on to a bag. I'm rooting for you, Gina. Rah, rah. This for ya.
Gina, I'm donating a coaster to your household, much like I donated an entire dining set to Nobu. God bless.
So Tamara's like,
I'll take that.
And was like, I mean, what? You're 55 and you're going to evolve now? It's hilarious. She goes,
yeah, I'll take it, Emily.
And then he's like, well, when the Duchess of Corona Del Mar took everyone, or almost everyone, not Alexis Smelly Eno, to London, she thought it was going to be fun. But the accents in this group were more butchered than a Sunday roast. And then we get a clip of everybody having wacky London accents.
Yeah. And it's like, it's the customary episode 2 of a 3-part reunion, segment 2 wacky fun times thing that they do. So Andy is like, Katie, did you ever have any idea that your trip on London would involve an enema? No, I wasn't expecting that because, again, Matt and I work in golf, so it was not really what we were hoping or happy with. So,
all right. Because I did try an enema later, and golf balls came out. So weird.
Yeah, it was a real water trap. So Andy is like...
and he's like, was trap down there, but really, really changed it up with that one. I wouldn't suggest those to anybody.
So Andy's like, Gina, what was Travis's reaction to you talking about his balls? Oh my god, that was like his favorite thing, mainly because I was talking to him again because I allowed him into the house. So Travis, you know, he's been having a great year.
Yeah, I don't care about Travis's ball talk, so who cares? Okay, so now we move on to Emily, and now we move on to the being mean to Jen again. Like, it's just a dog pile. It's like, let's talk about Travis's balls for a while. Okay, let's pile on Jen some more. So now it's Emily being mean with Gina about her being evicted and all of that. And Gina's screaming at her at that coffee shop and telling her she's poor and she's out getting makeup and glam and all that. And then Emily yelling at her and calling her stupid and a ding dong and all of this stuff. And then we come back and they're laughing. They're like, that was so funny, Andy. I was really good. I was really good in that one.
Well, Emily, your anger was about what you didn't get in your life, right? So would you like to somehow make this about your mother?
Yes, I would. Thank you very much. You know, I think a lot of things, you know, Jen was saying like, oh, my ex is supposed to pay and like he's supposed to do this and that. And you know, that stuff that my mom used to always say when I was growing up. And I remember thinking, oh, what about you? You're a woman. You can make money. Come on. From an attorney perspective, because I am an attorney, by the way, I disagree with signing a contract without really understanding where the money is going. And as a daughter of my mother, I disagree with not turning it into an issue about my mom.
She really is something else. I mean, she makes every piece of bad behavior an excuse because her mom was mean to her. I can't. So Jen was like,
well, he was living in that home. So why in my mind would I think that our rent's not going to be paid in the home that we're both renting with our children? I mean, come on. I mean, it never even crossed my mind, but I'm not sitting in a place where I want to be like, oh, I just didn't know very much, you know, because now I feel different and I should have known. So how about that? You know, Jen, it cannot be stated enough times how well she's doing. With these women just rolling all over her this whole time, constant attack. And now Emily's using the victim cloak of motherhood, of shady, her mother being terrible. She's using that victim cloak to make it like, oh, me calling you stupid and railing on you all season and being fucking evil to the core to you all season long, even today, is just because my mom was mean to me. And Jen doesn't care. She doesn't say anything mean back to Emily. She's just like, you know what? Thank you for pointing that out, because I should know and I should be better and I shouldn't have excuses. You're right, Emily. Like, you, God damn it, you're good. You know, bless your heart.
Well, Jen, what are you doing to get in control of your finances? And she's like, well, you know, I know my car payment. I know when my car payment's due. All right. And what is your car payment and when is it due? Jelly beans and someday. Okay.
Crazy Andy. A couple of blowjobs. And you know, it's hard work, but it's good work if you can get it. You know what I mean, Andy? So it's, you know, it happens. That's not actually payment. Yeah, it is. And then Ryan just forwards it for me. He's so good with that. You know, I just like to take my thank you, Ryan. Thank you so much. Did you get that?
But excuse me, attorney client privilege moment. I thought you took Ryan's car.
I did. Ryan got a new car.
But does the old car have a payment?
Yes, and I have to pay that payment.
Okay. Like, congratulations, Emily. Thanks for drilling down on this very essential point about Jen's car payments that no one in the entire audience cares about except for you.
And also, no one has ever had to explain car payments on a show. Like, you guys have got it to the point where you're questioning her about her car payment. And then the fact that she's like, yes, I am paying it. And Emily's like, okay. Oh, does and she notice have your approval now, Emily? Great.
We notice that Emily
Approves.
And notice that Emily snuck away, but she managed to just totally get away without being scrutinized about Jen saying, I heard your in-laws pay for everything. And here's Jen, Emily is saying like, really? You know when you pay your car? Isn't that Ryan's car? So why would you be paying for Ryan's car? She's like, it's like, what point are you trying to drive home here, Emily? Yeah. Pun intended. So Andy's like, all right, Gina and Jen, we saw recently on social media that you two went back to the scene of the crime at Lola's. And
we see them having, you know, a nice dinner over there, or a nice breakfast over there and stuff. So how's your relationship? And Gina's like, we're definitely closer. And like, I definitely see a different side of Jen. And like, I'm just trying to seem like a good person today, so I'm just gonna say really nice things about Jen. Well, you did call her a ding dong. She's like, ah, yeah, I did that, but I really, you know, I felt it at the time. I did.
Did you see the stuff with Gina this week that was, she got caught on her own Instagram?
Yes, I forgot about that.
She commented on one of her own posts. Oh, Gina, the best mother, the best daughter, the best friend, the best woman, hearts, 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 and all this. And they're like, whoops, Gina got caught commenting. And then she came out with a private statement. And she was a public statement. She's like, guys, like, here's what happened. Everybody's bothering me about this. Normally, I don't like to come on and defend myself, except every week when I'm on here defending myself. So I'm just above it and I don't care, even though I'm constantly on here explaining myself.
But, you know, that's because my dad goes through my Instagram account because he wants to delete all the mean comments because he doesn't want me read anybody being mean to me. And so it was my dad who did that. But the truth is, I don't even care what any of you think. So whatever. I was like, oh, really?
Wow. I wonder if she learned that story from the Tamara School of Defenses.
Yeah, I think so.
Little convoluted. It's hilarious. So she's like, yeah, I called you a ding dong. And Emily's like, well, you know what? I call everyone a ding dong. I mean, I call my kids ding dong. What's the big deal here? So now, I mean, first of all, who cares about being called a ding dong? But like, I just love Emily, who wants extreme accountability from any small thing that Jen does, is now like, oh yeah, well, no, whatever. Then calling someone a ding dong, like, no big deal. Am I right? I do that all the time. Case dismissed, attorney.
Yeah, you also called her a weakling and a fucking moron and every other name under the book. So I'm in the book. So I'm wondering why we only get ding dong. You know, it's like making it so innocent and sweet. You two were assholes. You were monsters.
And
so
then like, Jen's
like, well, oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, Andy's like, you also called her Malibu Broke Barbie. And she's like, yeah, I did. And that wasn't very nice, but she got me back. She wore a cute bathing suit and posted on Instagram. And we see her in a bathing suit that says, like, Malibu Barbie, hashtag ding dong, etc. And I objected to that because you did not wear the Susan Bender bathing suit I got for you instead.
Well, when you look back on that situation, Jen, do you feel like you played it wrong? And Jen's like, no, I mean, look, what people don't know is that what happened within like 4 days, it was January 5th, my rent was already going to be late again. And so everybody's like, well, why didn't you take the money? Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Well, those conversations were being had, but I wasn't having those with her. And I would never, ever take Gina's hard work or want to jeopardize that.
I didn't understand what any of this meant. And Gina was like, well, you know that everyone has moments where they communicate in a way that they're not proud of, and it's just in like glam, like that's what set me over the top, that you were getting glam. That's it, that's what did it.
I feel mad. So Andy's like, well, I want to talk about Jen's dress that she wore to Shannon's tea party. Jen, what did you think about Heather questioning why you wore a $2,000 dress? You know, I didn't take the $6,000 little thing and, you know, I get $6,000 a month. I didn't just go and blow $2,000 on a dress and not feed my kids. That's not going to ever happen. He's like, but did you borrow it? She's like, what part of it do you people not understand? I moved in with Ryan and Ryan pays for all of my shit. Why don't you understand this? This is why you're so mad that he might be part of a scandal. Because if his money runs out, my money runs out. Okay, so he bought the dress. I just wish he had said that.
I wish too, because they're like trying to figure it out like it's this big mystery. And she's like, no, Ryan spent the money on the dress instead of feeding my children. Okay, not me.
And they're all shocked. It seems like they're all shocked that this would be something that happens when like so many Real Housewives scenes, and didn't we just see this last, like this week with Jessel, are like, whatever, I have my husband's credit card and he's going to have to pay for it. I have to make it up to him later. Like that's like such a standard thing. And they're like, I can't believe Ryan is funding Jen's lifestyle. So yeah. Andy's like, so you're saying, so did he say, hey, I'm buying you the dress? I don't follow. This makes no sense to me.
And then Heather is like, but the truth is I'm an actor. And before the season began, I was sitting in a director's chair and I remember getting a call from you and you wanted to talk about my character. And I said, let's talk about your character first, finances. Let me give you some advice. And then I gave you the only advice I knew how, which was just be rich. And you didn't take that advice. And so when I saw you buy that dress, I said, and now she's buying a dress.
You know, she was in luck because at that moment I was auditioning for a reboot of Succession, playing the role of Shiv Roy, which I still can play. Thank you very much. And I said, you've got to be fucking kidding me. This company is mine. And I said, just take that energy and carry that into your finances and you will be great.
And she's like, you know, I was like, oh my God, her dress is 2000. Like, what is she thinking? Yeah. I mean, it was common. It was gossip. You know, Heather does that. She's like, it was nothing. It was nothing. Yeah. It was gossip.
You know, Let me just swat a fly out of the way very slowly. It was gossip. It was, you know, it was like Wendy Malick on the side of a soundstage trying to book another gig. Just empty chatter. No one's listening to it.
It was gossip. Pass by. My emergencies are on. You can see them. Pass. Pass
in traffic. It's gossipy, nothing.
And so, I'm like, yeah, we all gossip. What's the big God? That side of the couch is making me crazy. How they just keep jumping in and diminishing every terrible action their little teammates have made over. It's making me nuts. So Andy's like, Jen, the award you got from your ex was $200,000. And she's like, well, I mean, I'm supposed to get that. And he said, okay. And you're supposed to get $6,000 a month also. And she goes, yeah, well, I mean, supposed to. And so he's making payments. He goes, well, you know, unfortunately, not right now. And we have an upcoming court date. And I've had a few sporadic payments, but basically, no. He's like half a deadbeat dad. He's paying some and not others. And then Emily's like, well, I find it really odd. And you know why? Because he's a lawyer. And guess who else is a lawyer? I'm a lawyer.
And I'm telling you, as a lawyer whose mother didn't pay enough attention to her, you get reprimanded. Like, if you don't pay your child support and you don't pay your spousal support, they take away your bar license. And I know this because I'm a lawyer. So Jen is like, well, and I don't want that for him, but like, I can't speak with him. We can't communicate. So she tells a story about how they have no communication tool. So she actually like showed up at his door to basically to say like, hey, we have to figure this out. And then he basically went to the press and was like, she's stalking me or harassing me, etc.
Yeah. And he accused her of defaming him because she's talked about it on the show and stuff. Make your fucking payments, you deadbeat. If you don't want to be defamed, then make your payments. Okay.
Then do something famously.
And he's also like, oh yeah, you know, you took the kids. You live in a one bedroom apartment. How ready are you for those kids? You don't want those fucking kids. I'm so sick of fucking men. Just shut up and pay your debts. How about that?
Well, you know what? And, you know, Emily's like, I actually find that Jen, when she talks about her ex, I found her to be very respectful. It's really upsetting to me. But, you know, and she's like, well, yeah, I've got five children between us. But you're going to have to fight with them someday. So why as well start it now? This is going to be the rest of your life. Fight, fight, fight.
He's just never all of a sudden going to be like, you know what? I'm going to write a check. So you take care of you. You build things for you like I do. I built a man who has rich parents.
This is why I want you to take care of you. So Gina's like, you know what? It's like really good for your self-esteem. Be your own hero. I learned that from a dish I just bought from Marshall's.
Yeah, but also don't just let men off the hook for their five fucking children. How about that? Are you doing that, Gina? Have you just stopped taking any kind of support from your ex-husband? I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. Give me a fucking break with that. Kind of
sorry, I'm just chuckling at the idea of Gina being her own hero. Like, I'm just imagining what sort of awful Marvel Universe superhero Gina would be. She's like, hi. So everyone, here's my superhero power. I can generate thimbles. I feel bad. I'm not as good as the Hulk.
I can generate thimbles?
I don't know.
I can make anything into word art, okay?
She can put live, laugh, love on buildings.
Yeah. She's like, sorry, everybody. It really took me a long time to get here, but my cape is made out of frozen meatballs. So,
guys, I feel bad that I missed a big fight with Thanos. It's just that, like, I was talking to my dad because he was going through my Instagram. So did it work out okay? Did we beat him? Is everyone okay? How's Iron Man?
So now we move on to Gina. After everybody gives Emily, who's being supported by her in-laws, gives the motivational speech of do it like me, be independent. We move on to Gina and her situation. And basically, she finally fessed up at the end of the show that, not fessed up, that's probably not a good way. She finally explained to us that what she's been having problems with this whole time is that the ex-wife is fucking nuts. And so that's been the problem. And she's trying to protect her kids, which makes total sense. And I'm 100% Team Gina on that one.
Yeah. And there's basically saying that, like, how in the beginning of the season, nothing like made sense because Gina was trying to kind of like not trying to out the situation. She just wanted it to sort of she just wanted to protect her kids the entire time. But like, it just was so confusing because her excuses were really bad. That is not her superhero ability, is coming up with excuses to like cover up a dark situation. She's like, yeah, I just don't like pots and pans, and Travis likes pots and pans, and we had to move out, but I still love him. It's like, I feel like you could do better at this, Gina. But yeah, ultimately, what'd you say?
No, no, go ahead.
No, like ultimately, like she did explain really what was going on. So it finally made sense. And, you know, you're right. Like,
it's scary. I mean, she's basically, look, from what she's saying, this ex is accusing all, you know, that like pushed Travis down the stairs and all this stuff is apparently coming from the ex who's accusing her of all this stuff. And Gina's like, well, if I'm not in the house with Travis and the kids, then she'll leave me alone in theory. Right. I would say this has been 7 years and there's never just one crazy person. And if it was that crazy, it's weird to me that Travis isn't just out of the situation. Like, why has it been 7 years? That's nuts. And I'm saying be wary of Travis too, because it's never just one person who's this much of a victim in this. Like, there's something fishy with that. 7 years is not normal. So be careful over there. But as far as all this stuff, I'm good for her for making that choice and getting the hell out of there, because that sounds like the right one, right?
Yeah. So then everyone, now it's time to break for lunch. And Katie says to Jen, we have to talk. She's like, oh, we're like right now? No, like in 3 weeks. Of course right now, you idiots. Come on. So then they go off to talk. And then someone goes up to Heather and is like, you need some solids. You know, you don't eat solids? She goes, I don't eat solids. Someone fire this Alfredo. We do not eat solids on this set.
Let's see here. What else happened in this part?
So, well, Heather, they're just like talking right now. So Heather tells Shannon, listen, I just want to say, now that we're backstage, I'm going to flap my hand at you a little bit because I can see you're a little hot. So I'm going to create a little bit of air by flapping my hand. I just want to say, I think you handled yourself perfectly for someone who does not have a SAG-AFTRA card. You did a great job. Great job.
I mean, really, carrying around that ET-shaped head today, I don't know what's going on under that wig, but whatever it is, you're pulling it off great. And, you know, I know that sometimes we give each other stuff, Shannon, and we've got a history, but ultimately, Shannon, I just love you. Okay, bye. And just leaves. Like, she's so ridiculous. And she does it in the exact same way that she did the whole, like, oh, Jen, I'm so sorry about the children. I'm sorry they came for your children. I did not see that coming. Oh, okay. Okay, lady, you helped start all this.
I care about you too. Oh, you've already left the room. Okay, great. Love you. Love you, Han.
Wait, why did you leave solids in here? That's weird.
Are these milk duds?
And by the way, if we fight later, it's okay, because I think we're good.
So now Jen and Katie are talking, and Katie's like, oh my God, now I'm so glad we can talk, because did I put you in a weird spot when I asked about that? Because look, I know you guys mended things, but I would never go check the price of somebody's dress.
This is something we skipped over, which is in the middle of that fight, Katie piped up to say, by the way, Heather, I think it was a real mean girl thing of you to do that, to check out that price. That's like mean girl behavior. And they had a whole thing about mean girl stuff.
Oh, and yeah. So, that's when Heather was like, oh, come on. It was gossipy. It was something. It was mean. It was mean. And I love that this whole thing is about Heather just pretending she can't understand why anybody, especially children, would call her mean. Children dress up like you for Halloween. You're mean, lady.
Yeah. And so Jen's like, no, it's fine. You didn't ruin anything. You know, it was a mean girl thing. And then Gina's like, well, maybe Heather has been a mean girl in her life at some point, but like not to Katie. She literally has been a mean girl to Katie. Katie's like, I just think it was very fake. Like, she, of course, is like, I don't know. She does that whole like, thing at me. And I'm just like, it's just mean. It's mean.
And she did it perfectly, too. The whole dismissive hand wave. Ah! so funny.
Hello there. This is a two-part recap, okay? This is the end of part one. So thank you so much for listening to this. Just come back a little later for part two.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
We're fanning out for Bethany Fannin.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Dana C. Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sip Some Scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Ringing the Funk, it's Leslie Plunkett.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Let's get feely with Maggie Sheely.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Cast a Spell with Shannon Spellman.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Ring that bell for Rachel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.
If you like Watch What Crappens, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.